happy half hour with special guest Bea Mars. She's a YouTuber, a dancer who travels the world, and as I learned recently on Instagram, a body double. We met in a very Hollywood way, which we'll discuss over our drink of the day, dry white wine. Yes, it is the light beer of wine. It's refreshing, it's rejuvenating, it's basically Gatorade for grown-ups. Let's get into it right now on The Happy Half Hour. Welcome to the Happy Half Hour. Brittany, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I am also excited. We met once, like two years ago. And we just have this false sense of intimacy because we follow on Instagram, and that's really it. But hey, it's going to be great. Let's get right into it with some icebreakers. Okay, first of all, I want to ask, you like dry white wine?
Yeah, I do.
Why do you like dry white wine?
I actually don't like sweet stuff that much, especially in drink form.
Yep.
I get headaches really easily.
Really?
Yeah, so I can't do, like, I don't put sugar in my coffee or anything like that.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get not putting sugar in your coffee. For me, it's like everyone, like, masks. Like, coffee is a flavor.
Yeah, and I like the flavor.
Yeah. And if you're, like, sweetening it up, it's like you're not giving the coffee a chance to impress you.
Yeah, and I really hate headaches. I don't know. And I also am, like, mildly allergic to red wine.
Really?
I get a rash all over, like, my triceps and my chest.
No way. In the same place all the time?
All the time. Yeah. It's funny. I was hanging out with my girlfriends recently, and she was like, do you want to get red or white? And I was like, well, I always get so hot and itchy when I drink red. She's like, you're allergic. And I was like, I'm not allergic to anything. It's just like this weird thing that happens. So I stopped drinking it.
Your body is telling you not to.
Yeah. But, you know, didn't listen.
Next question. Do you want to watch a falcon stabilize its head?
Yes, I do.
Let's do it. This is a falcon that is able to stabilize its head even when its body moves.
And that's why they're such amazing predators. Oh, my God.
So you're a dancer. Mm-hmm. You're a very amazing dancer. Can you do that?
I mean, we do something similar in the sense of, like, spotting. Have you heard of that? So you keep your head straight when you spin, and then it snaps around at the last minute.
Oh, I know what that is. So you don't puke.
Yes. Well, I mean, you still want to puke. That's what they don't tell you. Like, you're going to get dizzy regardless, but if you find a spot, spin your head and find that spot again, it helps slow the process. And then when you're done spinning, it helps to go like this to realign your eyes.
Like, physically?
Physically, like, I'll, like, get off stage, and it'll go like this.
Do all dancers do that?
Or is smart it just dancers. No, just kidding.
Have you ever gotten so dizzy that you're like, I have to throw up?
No.
Really?
No, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But like, one time, there was, like, an unsafe floor I danced on, because dancers are just so prone to always saying yes and, like, being, like, people pleasers, and I broke my arm.
On an unsafe floor?
Yeah,
what
it was the wrong kind of Marley. So point shoes, you need to dance on Marley, and it was Marley made for tap dancing, so it was really slippery, and I had a turn sequence in this ballet variation. At the end, I had to... It's basically you, like, put your leg out and sweep it under you.
Mm-hmm.
But when I sweeped my leg under myself, it just kept going. And I fell and broke my arm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How often do you hurt yourself dancing?
You know, that was the last time. That was my senior year of high school. And then recently, I have developed arthritis in my feet.
Oh, no. That's bad for a dancer.
Yeah. It's whatever.
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of which, you're an ultra dancer. That's a specific kind of dancer. We have video of you at Ultra, which is like an electronic festival that goes all over the world, right?
Yes. And electronic dance music.
What is it like to be an ultra dancer who goes all over the world?
It's amazing. I mean, it's truly a dream job. The whole reason I decided to dance professionally, besides like my love for it, is my love to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I always didn't have the money to do it on my own dime. So I was like, I'll just force other people to bring me to countries. You know what I mean? So I just kind of honed in my skill. And I remember auditioning for Ultra originally. So you have to audition to go to Miami. That's like the big show.
Yeah, I've been to that one.
And there's about like 30, 40 dancers in that one. And then that show is the audition to do the world tour. Because only like 3 to 10 girls go on tour.
Holy crap.
So I remember going up to my boss and being like, I'm here because I want to travel. I want to go on tour. So watch me here in Miami. Like, I was just like really forward and honest with her and was just like, yeah, like, I'm not trying to like beat around the bush. Like, I want to go.
That's amazing.
Which worked in my favor, thank God, because it might be a little off-putting.
No, that's awesome. We're gonna do a story later about travel, and I want to ask you some more questions about how you travel around the world, so stay tuned for that. But also, we don't have a lot of time left in this segment, but do you want to watch dogs playing tetherball?
Yeah, I love dogs.
Let's see some dogs playing tetherball. These dogs are Australian Shepherds or Border Collies. It's the same animal. Stop being so nitpicky. They're playing tetherball, goddammit.
They're better than me.
This brings me so much joy.
Oh, yeah, one time I tied like a fluffy ball onto a ceiling fan. And it was kind of like this, but with my cats. Because I don't have a dog.
Like, are you a cat? I didn't know it was for the cats.
It's for the cats. It was just for my pleasure.
She's like, ah.
Yeah, just sitting in my living room, like.
And really quick, also, you do mukbangs.
Yes, mukbang. I have a channel called Mukbang Monday on YouTube, so check that out. It's basically kind of like it's almost kind of like podcasty or like this, like a segment type thing, but it involves cooking and eating.
Okay.
So I basically sit down with my best friend.
Chantal, I also met.
Yes. And she's vegan. So a lot of times we'll veganize like, you know, fan favorites, or we'll go to restaurants and she'll show you how to veganize something and I'll just eat the regular hamburger or whatever. And we'll just sit down and talk and like have a fun little conversation about our lives.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I met you and Chantal in like a very Hollywood way.
So strange.
We met because we were trying out a game show for the Game Show Network.
Yeah, we were like game show testers. Because before it goes on air, there's so many steps and like people it goes through. And we were in like the beginning stages.
It is
like
so.
Like in a conference room.
And what they do is, so you both are dancers. Mm-hmm. So they tell me that, oh, the two contestants are dancers. I gotta go, Brittany and Chantal, tell me more about, let's see if you can dance your way to $1 million. Yeah. And you're in a conference room in front of executives.
It's so funny because I feel like, I don't remember if it was that time with you, but I remember you're like, dude, dance move. And I like wore a skirt and I was like, no.
No, it was that exact time.
I can't. Like, yeah. I was like, oh.
It's so ridiculous.
You know, yeah, it's crazy, but I'm so used to like, I think on the Game Show Network, the actual game show I did, they were like, do a dance move. And Chantal was like, just like did something like random. It's
your turn. You can switch up.
Yeah.
Just know there's a lot of ways to make a very small amount of money in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And that's one.
This is one of them.
We have a lot to get to, so don't go away. We got a lot more on the Happy Hour. And now, who needs Disney Plus? Disney Plus is up and running, which means there's a whole new streaming service whose login information you're gonna have to steal from your friends' parents. But it also means a lot of your favorite Disney movies are no longer on Netflix. But don't worry, Netflix actually suggests alternatives that are similar to the Disney movies you're actually looking for. So while you don't have The Jungle Book, you can watch Netflix's Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle, which is legal because that book is public domain, bitch. And without Disney around, it frees them up to be way more murdery. And they can cling more closely to the source material written by Rudyard Kipling, who also wrote White Man's Burden, which, pretty white supremacist, and may explain lines like this.
Wolves are supposed to be with other wolves.
He's not a wolf.
So seriously, who needs Disney Plus? Also, check out Brittany on a Disney Plus show. That's.
I was like, no, I mean, I don't have Disney Plus, so I get it.
I want Disney Plus so bad.
Really?
I want it. Are you kidding me?
I just like, I mean, if I like went home, I'm sure I have like 1,000 VHS tapes still.
Like the parents' house.
Disney Plus. So I'm like, do I really need this? Yes.
The sound that VHS tapes make, the plastic ones, when you open them, was like.
I haven't thought about that in so long.
You probably can smell like the old decaying plastic.
Yeah, like
Those will outlast humanity. Just like there'll be aliens that come billions of years from now and be like, what are all these
this
plastic
This is what VHS? We were like known for. Like. Yeah,
the bare necessities. Yeah. All right, so there's no transition for this, but hey, World Kindness Day took place this week on November 13th, and it was celebrated in a very awesome way by the Maggie Women's Hospital in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's very different. Philly and Pittsburgh. I lived in Pittsburgh.
Oh my God. Everyone who works at this office is from Pennsylvania, including
really?
Skip and Asher. There's a lot of Pennsylvanians.
Really? I went to Point Park University.
There you go.
Yeah. You did?
Skip is standing up yelling,
Sammy. I'm like, I'm done with the show now. I'll just go talk to them.
Well, don't leave because there's some really awesome stuff that happened. Also from Pittsburgh is Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. And they coordinated World Kindness Day with, they created Cardigan Day. And so at this hospital, someone knitted little cardigans for the newborn babies.
Oh, my God. So think about being that nice.
If you want your heart melted, take a look at what it looks like. They also invited Mrs. Rogers, that's Mr. Rogers' wife, and to show off the little babies.
That's so cute.
Caitlin Peckin.
Oh, and the shoes.
The shoes are little. I didn't even notice that.
Oh, that's the best part.
So that's that. So it's fantastic. Each bundle of joy in the maternity ward was decked out with hand-crocheted sweaters by Caitlin Peckin in honor of Fred Rogers' World Kindness Day. It's so good. And then this is like a thing in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I remember, I think it was maybe the year I graduated or around then, they did like a dance like flash mob. I think it must have been after I graduated because I wasn't there anymore. So I was like, but yeah, I just remember like a lot of people dressing in cardigans, like dancing around Pittsburgh.
Apparently, they dressed a statue of Mr. Rogers in a crocheted sweater.
Oh, wow.
My favorite fact about this, Alicia Ketchmar made it, and she said that the hardest part was that his arms are actually attached to his legs on the statue, so it's not like she could just slip it over him.
Oh,
so
did she make it like then and there, like stayed 40 days and 40 nights around the statue?
I mean, it's amazing. She says, I worked during the day and then babysat till 11 p.m. every night so I could work on it after her like kid she was babysitting went to bed. She couldn't just crochet a sweater. She took many skeins of yarn. I didn't even know skeins was a word. She crocheted with 3 strands of yarn together. And she had to get a special giant crochet hook.
Think about being that passionate about anything in life.
I feel like halfway through.
I'm just kidding.
That's true, though.
I feel passion, I swear. But, like, damn, for, like, a sweater.
Like, it's damn. November.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is no joke. Fun fact, I don't know if this is still true, but when I lived in Pittsburgh, it was the second rainiest city to Seattle.
Oh, really?
It was always gray and freezing. I used to walk to ballet in the snow, just like frozen tears. Like, it was rough. I didn't realize until I moved to LA.
Well, that's, yeah, it is really nice here.
Yeah.
So you're in a better place weather-wise. I don't know if people are as dedicated to Mr. Rogers here.
No,
but that's fantastic.
Not. Or the Steelers.
Or the Stullers.
The Stullers.
Stullers. You've got the Stullers. All right. One more story in this this segment. It has been described as hell on earth by people who live in a town called Wythenshawe in England. They say people living in Wythenshawe have been left puzzled by a mysterious Batman tune, which has been heard echoing through the streets. Locals say the theme tune, commonly associated with the fictional DC comic superhero, has been playing near Wythenshawe, something Welsh, hospital around the same time on a daily basis. So every day.
Why?
At the same time, people are hearing the Batman tune, and they don't know where it's coming from.
I kind of love that, though.
Really?
Yeah. Like, someone's just, like, super trolling, like, the streets of whatever that city is called. I mean, it's better to be the Batman theme song than, like, construction noise, which is what I hear daily at the same time.
Oh, really?
Right now, yeah.
I had a weird sound coming from above me last night.
Do you have upstairs neighbors?
Was my upstairs like, neighbor.
If you live in an apartment, it's okay. If you don't.
It's just like a...
It's haunted.
A bunch of crows, like, yeah. Torment. But no, this was either my neighbor was having ferocious intercourse.
Mm. Or... Really hope for them.
But, like, the way it worked is either that or he just bought, like, a Peloton.
Yeah. One time I thought my neighbor was having sex and I realized that they had bought a treadmill. Because it's, like, a very even pace, you know? Yeah. And I was like, Jesus, they're still going? Like, oh. Then I was like, wait, it's, like, motorized. Like, this is not. Yeah.
You know, I took my wife's headphones and I put them on. And I was, like, listening to the TV. And I kept taking them off to check. And I'm like, still going.
Yeah. How?
I don't know. I don't know. I do want to say, speaking of Batman, I want to take you through like the torment for the people who are there. One person said, right, does anyone hear this random Batman tune near Wythenshaw Hospital? It's doing my head in. This is from the Manchester News. Every now and again, you can hear it from the children's ward. It's outside somewhere. It's nothing to do with the hospital, but I want to know. They suspect a sandwich truck. Anyhow,
really funny.
Don't go away. We got more after this. We got the best thing ever of the week. Seriously, who needs Disney Plus? Yes, The Lion King is behind the Disney Plus paywall, but don't worry, you still have Netflix, which has the similar movie, Leo the Lion, released in 2013 with animation from 1913, and creepily similar plot points, including a parent who falls to their death. A lion who changes their diet.
Listen, kid, if you want to live with us, you have to eat like us.
I'm a vegetarian.
And I'm a lion.
And a villain with a goose-stepping army who we see over his shoulder as he watches from a perch.
The future is littered with prizes.
That's as close as you can get without a lawsuit. But seriously, Disney deserves it. They stole Simba from the Japanese anime Kimba the White Lion. Yeah. Look it up. And also, who needs Disney Plus? Lot to sort through there. We don't have time.
We
honestly,
packed a lot.
Why have you not watched her on Disney Plus yet, damn it?
I don't even know if the TV show I'm in is out yet.
So. No excuse, dude. No excuse.
No excuse.
All right, it's time for the best things ever of the week. I'll explain later. Usually, we have the best thing ever of the week.
Okay. But this week, we don't.
There's so many things.
Oh, okay. Multiple things.
An embarrassment of riches when it comes to best things ever of the week. Okay, first up, narwhal puppy, which you don't know about yet.
No, I don't.
Can we please?
Am I missing something great?
We know what a narwhal is. A narwhal is...
Like the unicorn of the sea.
Yes, it is the unicorn of the sea. It's a seal with a big horn, and it's amazing. And watch that human planet thing where they have to hunt it. It's very sad, but it's very awesome. There's a dog that was born with a tail on its head. Please take a look.
Does he have a tail on his butt, too? Did he just get one, or did he get two?
This is a great question. As I understand it, he was born with an extra tail on his forehead, according to the place where he was... he was abandoned. He's a 10-week-old abandoned puppy with a secondary tail in the middle of his head. And he's been taken in by Animal Rescue Center in Missouri. They'd been told there was no medical need to remove the extra tail as it has caused him no pain. So he's this little guy, no pain, super happy. And here he is awake.
Is he a lab? Because that's going to become a giant tail.
Does it grow?
You know what I mean?
Think about
how long lab's tails are, because then it might become
he is
reason
a,
to remove.
He's a pit bull-ish.
Well, they get long tails, too, if they don't get docked, don't they?
If they don't get
cut.
Docked. We call it circumcised in the Jewish faith.
I used to rescue boxers, my mom did, and so, we fostered them growing up.
Oh,
so I know a lot
God.
About, docking and how terrible. I'm sure that dog was... purebred, and that's why it has genetic
potentially
problems.
But he was abandoned, and so
that breeder knew he couldn't make any money from him, so I mean that's messed up. It's not fun, but that's a really dark side of adopting dogs.
Aww. But this dog is very happy. He released a statement on his own. His tail wrote, "It's me, Narwhal. I don't understand what viral is, but my foster mama said my story is being viral helps all our special needs dogs here at The Mission," which is the name of the place that took him in. "You are welcome. I am super excited for being the poster child for Special is Awesome. Sleep tight. Kay thanks. Narwhal-y."
That's Campbell. So cute.
Maybe he types with the tail.
I need that Instagram handle.
No.
I need to see what happens as he grows.
It's amazing. We had We Rate Dogs, who the guy who founded it was on the show, and they tweeted about it. So that's great. So that's the first thing. That's one
really
of the
cute.
Best things ever of the week.
Yeah.
I love him.
I know. He's at the same time.
Next up is a kitten holding a duckling.
Oh, oh
my God. My heart hurts.
You like cats.
I love animals. I used to have pet ducks when I lived in Hawaii. Well, I called them my pets, but they just like laid eggs in my like backyard. And I was like, my pets. But I'm sure they're just wild animals.
The like, Venn diagram of where we exist overlaps.
Exactly. Like there was like a canal like that led to the ocean where I lived in Hawaii.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and there's a ton of ducks there. I love them.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. You had ducks. You can do that.
Yeah, no.
So you don't hurt them. You can call them your ducks.
Yeah, they're mine. I like, there's a few of them that let me touch them, like pet them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which I probably like could have gotten diseases, but you know.
Definitely, all kinds of diseases.
I didn't.
Hey.
That I know of.
And she dodged death. Speaking of dodging death, this is also the best thing ever of the week. It's a cat who saved a baby from falling down the stairs. So this is a video that has from Unilad that has been viral. It, as you'll see, so the baby, essentially, the mom left her son sleeping in his pen, and he just escapes and starts crawling toward the top of the stairs. And the cat's like, wait, what are you doing? And runs!
Oh my God.
And saves the baby. Cats, which are usually evil.
No. This is the problem, is cats actually care a lot. But people don't put the effort into cats that they do dogs because they don't require as much attention. So that's why they act out, because they're an easier going animal. Like, have you seen that Cat Whisperer show? That guy?
Yeah, with the intense.
Literally every episode is just like, well, do you play with your cat? And the person's like, no, it's a cat. And he's like, well, that's why they're angry, you dick. Like, play with your cat, the pet you adopted. Maybe it won't, like, tear up your couch. It's bored.
I had a cat. It was very moody. And so I understand how people wouldn't pick up on the cues the cat's putting out. But just know that if you're good to your cat, it absolutely will save your child from the stairs.
Yeah. Maybe get a laser pointer. Keep it happy.
Oh, so good.
I love you. You will love it. Saved your baby.
I loved this. This was great.
I loved it too. I had a lot of fun.
We're out of time. Check out our web-only thing and follow us at HHH on TYT. Be Mars in town.
Yay.
High fives.
Oh, God.
See you next time when we'll do a better high five.
I was really nervous for that. I'm left-handed.
Hey, everybody. Brett. Be Mars. Check out her video of her doing the singing to the Lion King on Facebook. It only has 20 million views, so you probably saw it. And also check out our Happy Half Hour episode and become a TYT member, tyt.com/join. You'll get all of it. All right, so she's a dancer for Ultra. She travels the world for the Ultra Fest. Mm-hmm. I have a question. Let's say you're traveling in a plane.
And often.
This happens to you on your flight to Singapore.
Oh, I'll say something. I have no qualms being confrontational. No way.
This is a woman mm-hmm. who sat there and just posted this photo, how instantly at the beginning of her travels, someone put their feet over her head. Do you A, talk to a flight attendant, B, confront them in person, C, crawl into the lavatory toilet and flush yourself out of the plane?
No, B, I'm that person though, like, I will not deal with bullshit, especially like you're going to Singapore or something. You're on that plane for 18 hours. You got to let people know you mean business.
You're setting it. You're just
yeah,
like,
I'm
you.
Just like, and I have one of those faces or like, I don't know. I try to look like mean.
What is the face? Go look into the camera and give us the mean well, face when you're confronting someone. The eyes.
Usually it's like very like judgy. It's like, are you that dumb? But yeah.
I do this. Like it's
like passive aggressive, heavy breathing. No, I'm like, hey, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Your feet fucking stink, bro. Like, no, I get so mad. It's bad, but 18 hours is a long plane ride, or like anything international, you can't deal with that.
Oh, it's bad. It's mm-hmm. really bad. I totally agree that like when you first start, you're like, I need to set some boundaries. And I feel like everyone is happy with us setting boundaries because you're getting to know me early. Otherwise, you're going to get some passive-aggressive stuff.
I don't believe in passive-aggressive. I believe in aggressive.
Just
straight to the point, and then just... I'm a no-bullshitter. I'm like, you know exactly how I feel about you in every situation.
Fair enough. On the other hand, are you a nervous flyer?
No. You know what's crazy? So I'm actually a military brat.
So I grew up moving around all the time and flying. But the older I get, the more nervous I get during turbulence. And I don't know if it's like, I don't want to die. Like, I like now realize.
Right.
The, like, you know what that really means?
Before, you had nothing to live for.
Yeah, I was a kid. I was like, I'm never going to die. Like, people say that. Like, kids have that, you know, mentality. But, like, I really did. And so now I'm like, oh, every time there's, like, turbulence, I'm like, my cat.
Well, speaking of cats, if you're flying out of the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport, you might gain the aid of Stitches, who is a cat that is there for emotional support.
That's so cute.
Stitches goes around to people who are nervous, and you can pet Stitches for a while.
I wonder if they have, I mean, they must ask people if they're allergic, because I feel like that's the main, when I moved to LA from Pittsburgh, I flew my cat across the country.
How does that happen? What is that
it's
like?
It's rough. Well, I bought these like chamomile treats. They're like natural sleepy treats for cats. So from Pittsburgh to like Texas, he was good. And then he woke up. And so from Texas to, I think went to Arizona because my dad was stationed there. Mm-hmm. And then I drove in to LA. It was bad. He has bad. This like scream cry. It was like, like deep from his soul.
That is what cats have that dogs don't have.
That deep like
cats are
pain.
Like a girl. But yeah,
And so I like brought him on my lap and I was like, it's okay. Like, it's okay. But like, and I think it was a lady next to me being passive aggressive, must have complained to a flight attendant. She was like, ma'am, you need to keep your like cat under the seat. I was like,
yeah,
but if I do, he's gonna scream. Like, I'm not pulling him out. He just needs to like look at me, and I need to look at him and be like, I got you, bro. But like, I couldn't do that. So for like the 4 hours, my cat was screaming, and I was like, I'm that mom with the baby, except it's my cat.
And someone next to you was aggressive.
Well, they were passive because no one said anything.
Hey.
I was looking around too. I was like, who's allergic?
You're like, don't make me put my feet on the on the seat.
I could, yeah. Just plop those up there.
All right. Well, thank you guys for watching. Watch the full episode. Watch her do the Lion King thing on Facebook. It's fantastic. And we'll see you next time on the Happy Hour.